Well, Alexa, so this is a favourite subject, really. My neighbours, bless them, have many trees, because I don't have many, but they've got guavas, and I love it when the guavas are in fruit, because that means Mr. Wood Pigeon, Mr. Kereru, comes to see me.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing nothing like on the first day of winter providing a bit of food for your feathered friends out there, and there's nothing quite like waking up to a bit of a tui, as long as it's not too early in the morning anyway, singing away. So there's a few things you can do for things like your tuis, your wood pigeons, your wax eyes, and there's a whole host of mainly native plants, but not all native plants, that you can get to provide a wonderful source of nectar, which is sort of vital for them to provide energy right throughout the winter time and into the early spring. So going to talk about four or five plants that are wonderful for you to put in your garden just to help them go right through the winter. They generally also provide wonderful flowers and fruits during the winter time, so they're also attractive for us to look at as well, and they're great for the birds to feed on. So first of all, if you're wanting something to provide nectar during the sort of the early autumn and into the winter time, a great plant to go for is your bottle brush. It's also known as Callistemon, that's its sort of botanical name. And generally, it's just red in colour. Now, you can get a couple of different, well, you can get several different sizes of this plant. So even if you have a fairly small garden, you can get dwarf varieties, or you can get the ones that form almost small trees. Beautiful flowers, just like a sort of traditional bottle brush, but bright, vivid red. And your little wax eyes will absolutely love this. A beautiful sort of slight yellow centre to the flowers, and provides wonderful nectar for them for several months going into the sort of early winter. Now, one of your traditional beautiful flowers that everybody sort of associates in New Zealand is your kowhai trees. They will start in midwinter and go in. They're the sign of your sort of one of your first signs of spring coming on the way. Beautiful yellow flowers come in a wide variety of sizes, from your dwarf varieties to your prostrate ones. These are ones that will grow over the ground and trail, up to your very, very large tree. So there's one really for every sort of condition. So pop along to your garden centre and make sure you ask, and make sure you get the right one, or else you could end up with a very big tree in a small pot or a small garden. So be a little careful on those. Beautiful yellow flowers, very, very rich and nectar as well. If you're thinking ahead towards the late winter and early spring, one of your best is your native flaxes. Again, there's a vast range of different sizes and types. Some will cope well on your moist, boggy soils. Some will cope well in alpine conditions, so very free-draining soils and very windy locations. There's a sort of flax for every location, but once again, be very, very careful and be mindful of the size that the flaxes will get to, because some can get very, very large and spread fairly rapidly. So make sure you go along knowing what sort of limitations you have available. But beautiful flowers from around about late August right through till the end of October. And beautiful nectar again will attract a beautiful array of birds to your garden. Another wonderful one is your Kakabeek. This is called Glianthus. Again, this has wonderful red flowers, absolutely beautiful. Again, very rich in nectar. And all of the plants I've mentioned this morning are wonderful to look at as well, and bring some great colour into the garden during the months when there's not a lot of other colour around. So good ones to go for the birds, good ones to go for us anyway. Usual planting story, great time of year to plant now. The soil is still fairly warm, a lot of moisture around, lots of compost, lots of slow-release fertiliser in that planting hole. Particularly important when you're planting small plants and trees at this time of year, make sure they're well supported with a stake, particularly you get your strong winds at this time of year, which can blow them around. So make sure they're well secured in their locations. And you'll have some beautiful food for the birds in the coming years.